Well, this is Soil and Water Conservation Week here in Iowa. We're going to talk a little bit about that as the folks here in Cass County celebrate. Kurt Behrens joins us. He's one of the Cass County Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioners, and we'll talk a little bit about some of those important issues. Kurt, how are you this morning?
Good. Good morning, Jim.
I say important issues. Some folks may not even realize we have a Soil and Water Conservation Commission. What's that all about? What do they do?
Maybe you've seen on your ballots that there's five commissioners in Cass County, and we are elected by the public. Every 4 years is how long our term is. And our main focus is to distribute funds that the state puts out towards farmers that need conservation district conservation practices on their land.
Conservation practices like what?
It can be anywhere from terracing, waterways. It can be... The ponds, we also watch over all the ponds of the Turkey Creek watershed and Troublesome Creek watershed and in any of these water issues to try to control the water flow and erosion of the ground.
I think all this would be a shock to somebody who lives in a big city somewhere in, I don't know, California, Florida, New York somewhere, because a lot of those folks look at farmers as being people who tear up the land and what have you. They don't understand that why would we want to destroy what is our own resource? You know, and that's what a lot of what, isn't that a lot of what soil and water conservation is really all about?
Soil and water conservation, to me, is allowing us to use the land year after year and conserve it so that it will still be there. But yet, we still need to produce the food, and we still need to use the land to its fullest extent. But this also helps to conserve it and leave it there for future generations, so that we can continue to have a good food supply and good sources.
Mm-hmm. Well, and government is always interested in things like that, too. Is it one of those deals where if you don't do a good job taking care of it all yourself, someone will come in and tell you how you have to?
Yes, they will. They'll come in and let you know. Most of what we focus on and try to focus on is trying to keep this as a voluntary practices that the landowners. So, and I believe that landowners in the districts have done a good job of getting the message out, doing their best to keep it and to keep things voluntary.
You bet. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to other folks? If you farm, if you own large plots of land like that, obviously it makes sense to be involved in soil and water conservation issues. They affect you right there on your land. You can see all that. But what about someone who, say, lives in town? Why should that be important to them?
Well, I believe it's important to the folks in town because if we can keep like the Turkey Creek watershed and keep Turkey Creek from flooding, if we can hold the soil, which also holds the nutrients and helps to keep the water supply clean for everybody that drinks, all these, holding that water up there, slowing it down, running down the hill during a major rain event, keeping it from getting out of control will help everybody's drinking water. It helps everybody's in town so you don't have the floods. Road ditches, everything that everybody uses, it will help to maintain those.
You don't have to live out on a farm to be concerned about those types of things. It happens right there in town as well. Water always runs somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to run down the hill, and so we need to try to slow it up a little bit.
Right. Are we doing a lot better job now with soil and water conservation issues than we were, I don't know, say 40, 50 years ago?
I think there's been lots of innovations. The equipment that we use as farmers have gotten so much better. We used to have to till the land a great deal in order to get the seed to soil contact that we needed, and now we have planters that can do that with a minimum to no tillage, thus leaving the stalks there, which protects it from the wind and in the rain. I think that those issues we've also learned that we don't have to just go back and forth, how we can contour our ground with our equipment and get those things done. The GPS systems and the steering systems we are using today all allow us to do a better job and yet maintain productivity.
It would be nice if we could have whatever normal weather is. I'm not even sure what that is anymore. But last year, the tail end of the season from about the beginning of July on, it was very dry. We've seen a wet period here for the last couple of weeks where we kind of get swings back and forth. Do either of those kind of, when we get extreme weather, do those create new challenges with soil and water conservation?
Well, yes, there's always new challenges. When you're hot and dry, then the wind can become an issue, and that's that can blow the dust, and so having some cover there will protect that. The other, when you're wet, of course, you can have the flooding and the erosion issues, and we have, over the years, you know, many practices have been put forth in the ground, and those last for a long time. It's not just a one-year thing, so we have built up our conservation over the years.
Yeah. Are there things that people who, let's get back to the in-towners, are there things that people in town can actually do to affect these soil and water conservation issues? It's a little tough firsthand maybe for them to do a lot?
Maybe firsthand, but I think just noticing what's going on around, positive comments makes a lot of difference, and in complimenting those that have done well, other than I think all those things are good for the townsfolk to do.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys have some good staff on hand, too, in the area counties that work very closely with soil and water conservation issues. And, boy, it's tough work for them just to keep up with all the regulations and things.
Yes, the regulations and of course, the funding, all those things allows them to do what they're doing and takes up a lot of their time. Fortunately, through the soil and water conservation, we have one office, and that includes federal, state, and local monies there, and they all work together. You work with the same people, maybe. You don't necessarily see the differences unless you're on the inside, but it's nice that they can all work together with federal, state, and local funds, and people know what's going on each level.
Federal, state, and local all working together?
You don't find that very often.
It's nice to see that in some places they can do that. Do you get a lot of traffic in the office? Are there reasons for folks to wander in there? Are there applications and things for different programs for them to be aware of?
There are lots of applications for different people, anything from cover crops to terracing to waterways. Just knowing what's available and what type of new things are out there, things that they can work with. Cover crops are the latest thing that people are talking about a lot, so there's information about that in some funding towards that, too.
It seems to kind of go in shifts. There are trends involved in soil and water conservation, just like there are in a lot of other things. This might be the hot new thing we want to try. This is the hot new thing now, and it's kind of hard to keep up. But, you know, again, that's why you got such great staff there, too, to be able to not just help people fill out applications, but answer a lot of their questions, too.
Yes, it's good that, you know, just take the cover crops, for instance. A lot of individuals have done this for years on their own. But as it gets bigger and bigger, it's hard to just have test plots on your own piece of ground and do it. It's nice to be able to look at some of the government things that have done, and so that maybe you can avoid some of your own personal mistakes with it and give up. But instead, you might see what has and has not worked and then just start off with maybe what's working.
Right, right. Well, when you're talking about ground that you need for a good long time, a little mistake somewhere here and there can be wide-reaching.
It can be very depth, especially, you know, there are high gross incomes, or there's a lot of money flow out there on the ground, and one mistake can really be detrimental.
You bet. So if there's more you need to know or more you'd like to know about these soil and water conservation issues, applications you perhaps need to think about taking care of, you know, we're into that season now. Maybe it's time to start thinking about stopping by the office. Where's that located?
The office for Cass County is located in Atlantic, Iowa at 503 West 7th Street.
Very good. Stop on in and see the staff there, and hopefully they can answer all of your questions. And, Kurt, thanks for serving as a commissioner. It's always something else to do, and we know that a lot of times we don't have a lot of time to do those something else, so we appreciate when folks do that. And good luck to you. Have a good week.
Thank you, Jim.